Good morning, sunshine. Thank you so much for coming back today to join me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation. This is our 7 a.m. broadcast because the 6 o'clock show was just, had a lot of technical difficulties. For those of you who are on with us last night for the regular Healing Through Hurt Talk show, you know that my voice was leaving last night, and actually I'm fighting to keep it here today. I don't know what's going on. It just started to crack and disappear last night. So hopefully I'll be able to make it through this show. And thank you so much for coming back at 7 a.m. because this morning we had some technical difficulties going on all the way around. So unfortunately, I tried to get it back on at 6:30, but that didn't work. So here we are at 7 a.m. for our 30 minutes of stress relief and release. This is our time. I hope that you found your special place. We're going to get started shortly. Welcome to all of our guests in the call query and, of course, in our chat room this morning. Thank you for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation. And if you are a new listener, this is usually where we come to start our week and our day off right. And I see we even have callers this morning. So again, I will be bringing you on. Just stay on the line. And for the rest of us, we're going to get started in a very few moments. So I want you to just sit back and relax. Close your eyes. This is our time to let go of everything that we have been dragging around with us all week and even longer. So just lie back and relax. Close your eyes. Just take some deep breaths with me. For the next 25 minutes and 47 seconds, just let me guide you on this journey so that we can let go of all of the crap we have been pulling around with us for so long. We need to get our stress levels down and our inspiration up. So this is our time to let it all go before the family wakes up. And some of you may already be preparing to go to your houses of worship. But right now, just take this moment for you. I always find that I tend to do my best work in the dead of night when the world around me is quiet, because I think, in my mind anyway, that that's my direct connection between me and God. And I can just think so much more clearly because there's power in the silence. So again, let's all just lie back. I hope you're in your favorite easy chair. You're lying down in bed, wherever you are. Kick your feet up, get comfortable for a while, and close your eyes. Let's just do some deep breathing right now before we get into our show. Close your eyes, lie back, lay back, and let's inhale. Now exhale. One more time, inhale. Now exhale. Just keep doing that throughout the show. And we're going to even get started early, and we're going to take our virtual sledgehammer, and we're going to pick that sledgehammer up, and we're going to start walking towards all of the mirrors that hold the reflection of the hurt and the pain of our past. We're going to lift that sledgehammer, and we're going to just wheel it towards the first mirror. Break that mirror. Break that cycle. They call it history for a reason, because it's in the past, and you're still standing for yet another reason. So just break that. Walk through that frame to the next mirror that's got the reflections of all the hurt that's holding you back from your true destiny. Break those reflections of the past. Say bye-bye to the baggage. Matter of fact, that was the name and theme of one of my shows a few weeks ago. Say bye-bye to the baggage. And this is This can pertain to both males and females. I don't want anyone to ever think that I am not sympathetic and aware that males go through a lot of hurt too, but society has told men that they're not allowed to show their emotions. Well, you can here. And let's jump into this week's inspirational vitamin, because this week our theme is just go ahead and blame it on God. It's easier to blame God than to take responsibility for the roles that we play and some of the hurt that has come in our life. And I'm not saying all of it we had a direct part in, but a lot of times, if we really become honest with ourselves, we know that there are things that we could have done differently and things that we knew were wrong and we did them anyway for a host of reasons. So our inspirational vitamin this week comes from Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And you know, with that said, how many times have we heard someone say, you know, I've heard it a lot of times in my lifetime, I'm waiting for the Lord to send me a man. I hear that constantly. Well, that's all fine and well, but God didn't tell you to sit in the house with the curtains drawn and the doors locked, never go anywhere to meet that man, to let him know that you're even out there. You know, it's not like you have a salesman knocking on your door and say, hi, I'm here. I was sent here to be here for you. I have the product, which is me, and I'm here for you. It doesn't work that way. We have to put forward the effort. Some people on your jobs, you wonder why the perky person who's so popular got the job. Maybe it's because you were passive and they were aggressive. Sometimes we have to put one foot in front of the other. We have to invest in ourselves. Stop taking the low road and the easy way out. It is so easy to blame either a person or that which we cannot see, touch, and feel. It's so much easier to blame someone who, you know, the odds are they're not going to jump in front of your face and be there to say, that's a lie, that's not true. You're only kidding yourself, because many times those around us see through the facade. They see beneath the mask. They already know. It's a false belief that we think that nobody knows or recognizes what we're going through. A lot of people do, but those people choose to ignore it because it does not affect them. And even if it did, it may affect them in a positive way, so they're not going to make any attempt to help you, because right now we're living in a me-first world. And with that said, I want you all to lie back. I see that we have a caller on the line. So we're going to bring on Mike right now to welcome him to the Sunday morning meditation. Of course. Here we go. I believe that Mike is on the line now. So hello, Mike.
Hey, my man.
How are you? Hello? I think we lost Mike.
This is Diamond David Lee Roth calling you right now.
Could you speak up, sir? Okay. I couldn't quite hear Mike. I think, Mike, if you call back on a try to call back, because we had technical difficulties with sound this morning. I'm going to try to bring you back on one more time. And if that doesn't work, you can call back. But, yeah, we're having some technical difficulties.
Jump? I might as well jump.
Are you back? Well, I tell you, Okay. Well, this morning, that's a first, but I can't hear Mike clearly, so therefore we're going to ask Mike to call us back. And right now, of course, back to our theme for the day. It is one where we need to really step back and take an assessment of what we can do to make our lives better. You know, a lot of people, I know that there are a lot of people who are very, very afraid of the unknown. But if you stand in one spot, that is where your roots will become planted, and it will be harder for you to move forward. I always tell people to go outside of the box. I want you to walk to the end of your yard, open the gate, go through, explore what's on the other side of your comfort zone. If you're alone and you're waiting for that special someone, maybe the divine has him for you. But until you go out there and make yourself known, he would not know that you're there. He doesn't know that you're there and that you're the one that he's looking for. If you're sitting in the house waiting for him to just happen to knock on your door, odds are he's not going to be the mailman bringing you a package. Odds are he's not going to be, you know, the UPS driver or FedEx. You know, he's someone out there that wants to see that spark in you that's going to ignite the flame in him or her. If you're a gentleman looking for that special someone or your partner or whomever it may be. The bottom line is, it's so easy to blame that which we cannot see, touch, and feel. I can say that, you know, everything that's happened to me happened because God wanted it to. And to a degree, I always tell people that had I not gone through the storm that I had gone through, that I had to endure, there would be no Healing Through Hurt talk radio. There would be no Sunday morning meditation. So in that respect, my experience gave me a new awakening, and it put me on my divine path to my true destiny, which is to be here with all of you. But again, after my experience, I had to take the initiative to move on and move forward. I had to. We need to understand this, people. You cannot stand in one spot, and we cannot continue to blame anything and everyone for all of our issues. Many times, we do have a role in how we feel, how we perceive things, and how we move forward in our destiny. Just remember that we do have a role in a lot of things that happen to us. In hindsight, as they say, it's 2020, we look back and we know that there are things that we should have and could have done differently. So just remember, it's so easy to blame God or someone else. I have people who blame me for things and who are mad with me, but I do not know what I have done, and they will not share it. If I knew what I did, I would try my best to correct it. But to have someone to hate me, and I have no clue why, you know, again, it's easier for them to blame me because I'm not in their immediate circle. And they know that they can just pick a name, and it's become so easy. And if you blame something or you do something over and over again, eventually your psyche is going to allow you to believe it. So it's so easy to say, God hasn't sent me anyone. I'm so depressed. I'm so upset that I'm alone. The holidays are coming, and God won't send me anyone, and I don't know why. It's because you're not going out there to let him know that you are waiting and available. I don't know why I can't get that promotion at work. why that person, you know, they're always laughing and grinning in people's face and they stay late after work and I need to catch the train home. Well, you know what? Sometimes you have to set forward that effort because people are always attracted to and drawn to those people who have that charisma, who have that drive. And this, in this economy, employers are looking for people who have that get up and go, that want to do, that go the extra mile attitude, because everyone's trying to save money and cut corners. And of course, if you're in a job that you do not love, then start reinventing yourself. If you need to go back to school, do it. Now is the time. And if you need to update your resume, feel free. I want you to. And we're going to try to bring, I see that Mike is trying to come back online again. So we're going to try this one more time with Mike to see if he has a question or a comment. And then we're going to come back into the show and give you all some time to just relax, relate, and reflect on your life and on what you could have done differently and what you're planning on doing differently from this day forward. This is the beginning of a brand new week. You made it through the last week and all the weeks prior to for a reason. And that reason was not for you to continue to be depressed and upset. But stop blaming everything and everyone. Take control of your destiny. Take control of your life. Words can only hurt you if you allow them to, in many cases, unless you're children. And of course, we have to pick our words so carefully because they're still, their minds and their hearts and their spirits are still being developed. But as adults, at some point, we know how to turn things off. And I know some of us have been through some very, very abusive and trying times, but help is out there for you. Seek it. If you need to reach me at any time, you can always find me on Facebook at Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, presented by The Wall Foundation, Inc. Or you can write to us at contact at thewallfoundationinc.org. You can give us a call at 202-618-2556. And if you'd like to use infamous snail mail, our address is Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. If you need help, reach out. I am here. If you're on Twitter, of course, we're Wall_Foundation. And just so that you'll know what the Wall Foundation is, the Wall Foundation is an IRS-recognized 501c3 nonprofit. We sponsor both Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, and this Sunday morning meditation, and quite a few other activities. And a special shout out to the Women of Wisdom and Worth, the WOW group on Meetup. We have wonderful activities along in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida. So again, if you want to get involved, and I always welcome your letters and your support. If you join us on Facebook, I am the moderator there, so you are actually talking to me, not one of the members of the staff. If you need to talk to me or write to me personally, you can always write to me at MariaWall@thewallfoundationinc.org as well. And before we bring Mike back on the line and see, I'd like to end with my weekly mantra to each of you. I pray each of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn the frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray each and every one of you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. Now, before we turn it over to the music, because we have a little more than 8 minutes left in the show, we're going to try to bring Mike back online to see if we can understand him this time and to try to see what he'd like to share with us today on the Sunday morning meditation. So once again,
I can live my life like there's no tomorrow. No, at least I don't need to beg or borrow. Yes, I'm living at a pace that kills.
Well, before we turned it over to the music, we had Mike here serenading us this morning. So again,
got no love, no love you'd call real.
Are you? Even on the Sunday morning meditation, you
I'll
never
tell you about it.
All in. But
you can
obviously.
Oh, yes.
A happy individual today, and you know, I love.
Love, no love you'd call real. Got nobody waiting at home.
You go ahead, Mike. It's so good to see that you're so happy so early on Sunday morning. I am actually, Mike, to tell you the truth, you helped to make me smile today, and I hope that our listeners will enjoy listening to you as well. So go ahead. You make me want to shout too, so you keep on with you.
So, yes.
Oh yeah. Keep it going.
Woo!
Mike. I tell you,
my life like there's no tomorrow. And all I've got, I had to steal.
Well, this is a first here on the Sunday morning meditation. But, Mike, thanks so much for sharing your.
No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only going to tell you one time.
Well, thank you, Mike, for joining me. We're going to. That's what makes this a wonderful place. Tell me that the world is not an interesting place, ladies and gentlemen. We have so many interesting people here. Now, if that didn't make you laugh and help you make your day a little bit brighter, I don't know what could. And I love it when we have callers who you never know what you're going to get. But that was a... Mike, and wow, he helped to make my day a little better, and I'm not feeling my best, but at least he put a smile on my face. So listen, again, ladies and gentlemen, just remember, you do have some say in your destiny. You do have some say in how you feel during the day. You know, so it's to the point now where so many of the people closest to me, I always say that God has jokes because I have to learn how to laugh at my, what I call my pathetic existence, because if it can happen, it will happen to me. And, you know, some things I could have done differently and I should have done differently in my life. And I take responsibility for that. And, you know, they say you reap what you sow. I've reaped what I've sown. But, you know, I'm looking to tomorrow and to make it a better day. And I'm learning and I'm becoming a better person. And I love me for who I am. And whatever I do not like about me, I am working on. Whether it's my weight, whether it's my attitude, my outlook on life. Matter of fact, I'm working on all of the above. Because there are days when I have a very low tolerance to stupidity, ignorance, and just a lot of BS. So, and I know how to come back on people. So therefore, you know, these are things that I need to continue to work on while I'm working on becoming a much better me. So remember, it is so easy to blame everything on God, but God gave us something called free will and good common sense. We cannot move forward by standing still. We cannot do it. We cannot point to everything and everyone around us and say, you're the reason why I'm not putting one foot in front of the other. Yes, some of us are going through some situations where if we don't know that you're going through it, we cannot help you. So again, if you need that help, 202-618-2556, or email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org, or join us on Facebook at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. I am the person who you speak to there. And if you send me a private email at mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org, I will respond to it personally. None of the staff responds to my personal emails. None of the staff updates Twitter or Facebook. I do that personally. You can always send me private messages on either one of those two social media devices as well. So again, lie back, relax. Your world is about to start for this week. The family is going to wake up. You have to get breakfast going. You have to prepare to go to your houses of worship in some cases. But right now, we have 1 minute, 56 seconds. So enjoy the music from the Reflection CD series. This is the Tai Chi CD, composed, arranged, and produced by one of my favorite artists, Thomas Walker. So again, until next week, all of my sunshine, thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday Morning Meditation. I'm Maria Walker, thanking each and every one of you for all of your support, because your support helps to keep me on the right track, moving along to help continue to make my dream of helping the world heal through its hurts a reality. So for that, I thank you so much, so much. That said, we are going to just lie back and relax for the next 1 minute and 3 seconds and enjoy Tai Chi CD, composed, arranged, and produced by Thomas Walker. Until next week, my sunshines, keep spreading your rays of light. And remember to smile even when you don't feel like it, because that smile may be the saving grace for someone who you come across, who you may not even know. Keep shining, my sunshines. Keep spreading your rays of light. I'll see you back here next week at our regular time at 6 a.m., or if we have technical difficulties, 7 a.m. But until then, I pray each of you enough. Have a beautiful, beautiful week. Thank you.
Thank you.